This is the Technical Difficulties. We're playing Citation Needed. Joining me today, he reads books. You know, it's Chris Joel.
Hello again, my beauties.
Everybody's favourite, Gary Brannan. Gary Brannan.
And of course, the thing you must not do if the ape is enraged is the Macarena.
And the bounciest man on the internet, Matt Gray.
Marhaba, YouTube.
Oh.
In front of me, I've got an article from Wikipedia, and these folks can't see it. Every fact they get right is a point and a ding. And the special prize for particularly good answers, which is...
Oh, yeah.
And today, we are talking about Charles Blonder.
This is exactly nothing to go on.
I mean, the way I pronounce that gives you a bit of a hint.
Français?
Yes, absolutely right.
He was the
French.
Wheel spins and
it's
lands.
Not a wheel. It's just a piece of cardboard with an arrow saying France.
Charles Blonder, also known as the Great Blonder.
Did he do something with hot air balloons?
That sounds like you know that.
It's a stuntman-y sort of name, isn't it?
Yeah. I know France did hot air balloons.
That was the Montgolfier brothers.
France did hot air balloons.
He's right, you know.
I mean, he's not wrong. But no.
He's not wrong. Yet in the back of your mind, the phrase is, how do I say he is wrong?
That's fair. Chevalier Blondin or the Great Blondin.
Magician.
Certainly that sort of entertainer, but not that sort of
strong man.
Oh, was he like that bit in Ocean's 11 with the acrobatics to steal the money from the vault?
We are looking for a specific acrobatic trick here. Something that you've been.
It wasn't
known
like
for.
Henry the Fourth's favourite acrobat. I think it's Henry the Fourth. I might be a medievalist out there. Apology, I might have got the wrong king there. who was known for a whistle, a tumble, and a fart. That was his act, and he was knighted because the king thought it was so funny.
Apparently, Roland
the Farter. That's it, Roland the Farter.
You're not getting points for this, but you are right. This was King Henry II.
Henry II
in medieval times, a medieval flatulist who each year, in exchange for 30 acres of land, was obliged to perform a jump, a whistle, and a fart. At the king.
For flatulist.
Yes. Now I know this because Wikipedia has a list of flatulists.
Yes. Yes, they do. What wasn't he actually doing?
He wasn't actually breaking wind. He was actually... This is going to be grim. He was able to suck wind in and then blow it out again through muscle power, I assume.
And because that was technically a question I asked, you're getting the point.
Ever feel like you're on home turf with
We are looking for a specific acrobatic act that Charles Blondin was famous
for. The windy, windy, fally fabric thing.
Aerial silks. No. What have you got, Chris?
The flatima boingima thing.
Slackline?
Trampoline.
Trampoline, no.
The higher up walkie longy.
Yes!
Is he the one that walked between big buildings?
No, that's Philippe Petit.
Oh.
Yes, this was...
Wasn't
this
he French?
Yes.
Yeah.
Hence the name Philippe Petit.
But you said it more Philippe Petit, though.
He's Philippe Petit. He's Tom Petty and the Heartbreaker's brother.
You're absolutely right. It is the walkie, longy, not fally downy thing.
Correct.
The elastomer string.
He was a tightrope walker. He came up with the idea to cross a certain thing on a tightrope.
Oh, Thingy Falls.
I'm not allowing you Thingy Falls.
Niagara.
That's the one. Thingy. You're absolutely right. Niagara Falls.
I knew what you meant.
Whitey.
Big. Dangerous.
Thingy Falls.
Whitey Falls. Well, not Tall Falls. Victoria.
Yeah.
Tall.
It's going to be curved, isn't it? It's going to be like that.
I need my hands that way. Have you ever rubbed a waterfall? Don't get your hands backwards.
You don't want to rub it the wrong way.
Actually, you're trying to push the water back up, weren't you? What's Knut doing in the wave pool?
Stood at the bottom, like Atlas, failing.
Why is no one else as bothered about this as me? The sea will be empty. The fish will whoppers it have drowned.
Asphyxiate, Gary.
The fish are drowning. They seem fine with it.
You should have seen Noah trying to load them onto the ark. Did not like it. Did not like it at all.
There's going to be a flood. Get the fish up.
A long time ago, you're absolutely right, he was the first to cross Niagara.
Well, what did he do, insult it or something?
To cross Niagara Falls on a tightrope. What did he then go back and do?
Fetch the other end of the rope and walk back with it.
Oh, what an act!
You'd pay to see it.
He did some other acts on the tightrope.
Whistle, tumble, fart? famous mid-air tightrope walking flatulist, hell of an entry. Let's face it.
There were some theatrical variations.
Oh, he wore a hat.
On the idea of, well, he wore something.
His wife.
He carried his manager. I think the idea of carrying a purse is close enough. I'm going to give you the point there.
Is that in case he had any border issues at the other end?
No, it's in case he wasn't getting a big enough cut.
Yeah. So to negotiate with him on the other side. Yeah.
Negotiate at the top of Niagara Falls.
Hey, you'd agree quick, though, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Also, in a sack, on stilts, not at the same time. And also,
he was in a sack.
Yes, he was in a sack.
How did what? He? How did he tightrope walk in a sack?
Well, he carefully. Put it on the top, on the bottom.
Oh, right, with you. Sorry, yeah. Sack racing across a tightrope. I would definitely. Never mind over
well,
Niagara
two
Falls.
Two people. Think about the overtaking.
Yeah, you can actually the waveform on the line.
Does that mean they next did an egg and spoon race over Niagara Falls?
Are we talking tightrope sport race? Sport
Matt,
race? Sports day? Tightrope
Matt,
sports
Matt,
day?
Matt, you are so close. Because, unbelievably, the word egg is the accurate one in there. What did he do in the middle of a tightrope over Niagara Falls in about 1860?
Fry an omelette.
Omelette. Oi. I was saying that. But how
yeah,
did
but I was
afterwards?
Doing it better.
Yeah, you were.
And Chris steals the point. He cooked and ate an omelette on a tightrope in the middle of Niagara Falls.
What? On what?
Well, the tightrope.
Pan.
Yeah, all right, Nobeg, but what? You know, because that means a heat source, so you've got to have a little cooking stove or something out. Yeah. Balanced on, but what's that balanced on?
He's out of his hand.
How the f*** is he carrying a thing and a thing and a what's it?
Like
a balance?
This. I mean, that is the trick. That is literally the act he is being paid to do.
Yeah, that is why it's impressive, Go.
Well, he also stood on a chair with one chair leg on the rope on... No, I mean...
No.
50 metres above the water. How big is this wire, by the way, while we're on it?
Well, quite long, because it has to go across Niagara Falls. Well,
what's the diameter of this wire?
Cheese wire!
Oh, no.
Ooh!
Just slices of feet. I mean, what I'd like you all to do at this point is to gesture at how big you think this wire is. So,
what, thickness-wise?
Yeah, thickness.
Girth. That big?
That big. Have you just made the whatever happens to be the size of your...
No, I'm thinking a cable for... I'm thinking how big it would be for your feet to comfortably sit on and be a tire. So it can't be much bigger than about that, I wouldn't have thought.
Yeah, Gary, you've basically got it spot on. Eight and a bit centimetres, you're absolutely right.
Oh. Balls to this, I can't actually see the man do the egg. I'd rather I was closer to him so I could witness how good the omelette was. I'm sorry, if he's going to show up, I'm going to get picky as well.
Is it going to be like Saturday Kitchen where they do try and omelette do it in under a minute?
60.
That's a reference that not many people are going to get, isn't it?
Now, there is a sentence in this article. Obviously, at this point, he was born in France. He's moved to the US to do this sort of thing. While in the US, he married someone called Charlotte Lawrence. What's strange about that?
Is he a bigamist?
Well, we don't know. I'll give you the point, because the phrase here is, while in the US, he married a second wife.
That indicates you're a bigamist.
Slightly earlier, it says he married Marie Blancherie, and it is not known what happened to his French family after he went to America. So I will give you the point. It's quite possible that he divorced her, or that something else happened. It's not recorded in
Can you imagine being his first wife, thinking your husband's disappeared, never to be heard of again, picking up Le Monde and seeing on the front page, man cooks egg over Niagara Falls and going, bah!
Oh, yeah, because it was definitely front page worthy.
Oh, yeah. What, you think this isn't?
Blondin came back to Europe, lived in the UK, retired for a while, and then made a reappearance in the sort of manner you'd expect stars who are in need of money to do this.
I'm a celebrity.
Something that existed at the end of the 19th century and still exists now.
Panto.
Yes.
Wow. Oh.
You are absolutely right. He appeared in Jack and the Beanstalk at the Crystal Palace. Not at Crystal Palace, at the Crystal Palace.
I'm going to guess that what he did his tightrope act on was maybe the beanstalk.
I'm going to suggest that might be... It's not recorded here.
Nah,
but
he
yes,
was the front end of the panto horse while on the beanstalk.
Oh, back end, not a tightrope walk.
It's like, you have to put some tightrope walking in there because this guy's a one-trick pony.
Oh.
That wasn't a joke.
Oh, right.
Horse, panto horse. Yeah. I must just be naturally funny.
When he's out of work, he's getting the washing in. Where is he? On top of the washing line.
He was so associated with tightrope walking that what happened to his name?
Oh, the tightrope became his name.
A tightrope walker was called a blonder.
Ah.
That's how well known he was.
Like how people Google for things.
Going back to an earlier thing, like that guy who was around in the early 2000s called Mr. Methane. Mm. Another one on your list of famous flatulists.
Yep.
See how I'm tying these bits together today.
There is also a thing called a blondin, even now. And it's a bit of industrial equipment. What might it be?
Safety rig for working at height?
Not for people.
Animals.
For sheep working at height. Well, go on, Bessie. The grass is a bit long near the cliff.
Not for
you might need a, that's a valid thing you might need, because companies are putting sheep on their roofs, aren't they?
What?
If you build a new building, you can put the organic roofs on that are a layer of turf to help insulate. And to stop it, some companies want it to be kind of a wild garden, but other companies
want it neatly mould.
Neatly mould, and they're putting sheep and goats on.
Cracking.
So you might need a safety line for a sheep.
Now, when was the last time you put a safety harness on a sheep?
Wednesday.
All I can think is that I want to change jobs to Ariel Shepherd.
What might you need to move on a rope in a quarry?
Oh, stone. Whoa.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It's an aerial ropeway using Welsh slate quarries. It's called a blondin after him.
Oh, right, so like the ones in the end of... Nah, that doesn't spoil anything. Like the ends at the end of Get Carter. That kind of thing where it dumps coal in the sea.
Hands up, who's seen Get Carter?
Literally only not. Gary.
Bring the screen down, we're watching this, all right?
You're a big man, but you're out of shape. He does this for a living. That's from Get Carter.
There is one other person I'd like to talk about from Niagara Falls and from the history of Niagara Falls.
Is it them that, was it a lady or a gentleman who went over it in a barrel?
You said lady or a gentleman, Gary. I'll give you the choice. Pick one.
Oh, fuck. The little bell that's ringing in the back of my head says lady, but I could be wrong.
Have a roll with it.
Oh, right, okay.
Any idea of the names?
If you've got
Annie Edison Taylor, born in 1838. End up in Bay City, Michigan, where she hoped to become a dance instructor.
Did she not?
I mean, have the point, why not?
Couldn't fucking dance.
Bog all rhythm. There's nobody wanting to dance.
There are no dance schools.
Now, so, why didn't she sort of break the mould and start one? Rather
well, she did. She absolutely did have a point. And then she travelled all over the place trying to find work, couldn't finally move back to Bay City, which means she wanted to secure her later years financially.
Yeah.
She wanted to avoid what?
Workhouses? Or
yeah, the poorhouse.
Like right,
yeah, absolutely right. She decided she would be the first person to ride over Niagara Falls in a barrel.
And she considers that securing her future.
Well,
not putting it at dire risk.
She was actually in her 60s
when
she went over.
Really?
Yep. Using a custom-made barrel.
Why did she use a barrel, not like a boat or something, you know, proper?
It was a proper barrel.
That's a good question. What is a barrel designed to do?
Oh, keep water out.
Exactly. It's
well,
designed
to keep water in. Surely.
No, keep booze in and water out.
All right, we're
yes. Focus, man. Come on.
It is meant to be waterproof. So the idea is she's in there in a slightly pressurised barrel.
Yeah.
With a heart-shaped pillow and a
mattress.
There
was a lid on it?
There was a lid on it.
Oh, right. I assumed it was, like, up to the waist or something. Hey! I've always assumed that. That's how I've always pictured it.
Oh, right.
I'd never thought...
So no, just like a tub over the edge, yeah.
Come to think of it, yeah. So, like, no, she was stuffed in a barrel with the top sealed, a little bit of pressure in there. The idea being all she's going to feel is darkness, darkness, darkness... Plunge, thump, 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 thump. Get out the other side.
Did she?
Well, you keep asking me the questions, Matt, but that's not actually what I'm here for. So.
Let's say she didn't.
She did. She made it over the falls with nothing but a small gash on her head. What did she say afterwards? I mean, it was. I'm going to give you the point because it wasn't that short. It wasn't in so few words. But yes, if it was with my dying breath, I would caution anyone against attempting the feat.
That's never a great recommendation for a ride, is
no,
it?
No, but it's really smart for somebody who's looking to secure their fame for being the one who did it.
I would sooner walk up to the mouth of a cannon knowing it was going to blow me to pieces than make another trip over the fall.
And next week, watch me walk up to a cannon knowing it's going to blow me to pieces.
At the end of the show, congratulations, Chris, you win this one. well done. You win a small, fast bird that makes clothing for other small, fast birds.
Oh, God.
It's this Taylor Swift.
Oh.
With that, we say thank you to Chris Joel. To Gary Drennan. To Matt Gray.
Bye-bye.
I've been Tom Scott, and we'll see you next time.